Hi guys, welcome to Learn Kenyan Law with Wanjiko. I am your host, Wanjiko Mwangi. So for today, we're going to be talking about sports law. And just before I introduce our guest, sports law is a collection of many different types of law that affect our sports industry. And sometimes it might involve things relating to professional athletes, Olympic athletes. It also relates to governing the youth and the amateur in the sports. So of course, there are many different types of law that impact the sports industry. It can be contract law, personal injury law, trademark, criminal law, athletic administration, amongst other things. And for today, I have a guest who is well-versed when it comes to sports law. Karibu sana, Chris. Introduce.
Asante sana. Hi, guys. My name is Christopher Mondi. I'm a sports agent, sports manager, and a future sports lawyer. I delve into sports issues from I think 2014. Yeah, so I've done a lot of sports projects. I'm the founder of the Dreams Alive Foundation. It's basically a sports charity. We delve into education, sports, and agriculture. So I'm hoping we're gonna have a good show. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for coming here today, and we appreciate you. And I like the fact that you're involved in sports, aside from even wanting to become a sports lawyer in the future. So tell us a little bit about sports here in Kenya.
Thank you. So generally, sports in Kenya used to be a social affair. But recently, from the 2000s, we can see it being a source of income. It has been commercial. We've seen athletes making it in the Olympics, making a lot of money. The Rudishas, the Eliud Kipchoges, we have Omanyala recently. We have sports clubs like Gor Mahia, mm-hmm. FC Leopards, Tusker, and other football clubs.
Yeah.
Leave alone netball, volleyball, and all the other sports clubs in Kenya that have commercialized the sports.
Yeah.
It has become a source of income.
True.
Yeah.
So you feel like sports here in Kenya at least has moved a notch higher, aside just from being an extracurricular activity. People are actually able to earn a living from it.
Yes, a lot of people are earning, a lot of youths actually are earning a living out of sports.
So what I hear you say, Christopher, is that a lot of youth have actually benefited from sports. You know, they are getting payment from sports. They are getting a lot of sponsorships from these bodies that you've mentioned. So our next point of discussion that I'd probably want to engage you a little bit is which body governs sports here in Kenya?
Okay, Sports Kenya is the body established under Section 3 of the Sports Act 2013.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who are they? You know, aside from just being a corporation that is established by the Sports Act, what are their mandate? What is their function, really?
Okay, one of the functions, the key function, is to manage sports facilities mm-hmm. in Kenya. The other function comes into identification mm-hmm. and nurturing talent across the country. Also, they partner with county governments and sports institutions to scout and ensure that the talents they have scouted land into sports clubs. They also build sports facilities, new ones, and they maintain the ones that are there. Yeah.
That's interesting because, of course, we have sports centers like Moi International Sports Center, Kasarani, Nyayo National Stadium. So basically, this Sports Kenya is responsible of managing and ensuring that that facility is in a good condition, which so far I feel like they've actually done their job. And I also like the fact that you've also talked about, you know, promoting and implementing, you know, talent, you know, scouting for talent and all that. That's also a very important function from where I'm seated from, because how are you going to know someone is talented in Nanyuki if we don't have such a body? So do they have powers? What are some of their powers? Which powers do they have? Of course, under the Sports Act that you've mentioned.
Yeah, they have powers. One of them is to appoint agents. They can appoint agents to act on their behalf. They can also partner with the county governments, establish the county governments they want to work with on certain facilities and certain sports projects. The other power is to build and erect buildings mm-hmm. that will enable youths get access to the facilities and be able to nurture talent in particular for achieving the Vision 2030. Yeah.
Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting. And of course, I feel like, of course, they need these powers to move on, because you've said they need to erect buildings, they're able to appoint agents and attorneys. You've also talked about engaging persons who are supposed to perform these services in sports. Of course, the employees of Moi International Sports Center, yes. They need to be employed. And I'd also want us to probably talk a little bit about the specific facilities that they manage, maybe just some of them.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how would you put it. Let's start with Moi International Sports Kenya. Do you feel like the place has been maintained well? What are your thoughts when it comes to maintenance of these stadiums?
To be honest,
mm-hmm.
Maintaining a sports facility is not an easy task. But according to the standards we have in Africa,
yeah.
Moi International Sports Center has been vetted quite a number of times. And it remains the only facility that qualifies to hold an international match in Kenya. The others don't qualify. So for Moi International Sports Center, I think they have tried. The only problem I have with Moi is the extra facilities, like the washroom, I think the restaurant and mm-hmm. the stuff. But for the grounds, I think they've done a good job.
Interesting. I actually love Moi. The best part of Moi International Sports Center for me is the swimming area. Because I'm a swimmer, so I like the swimming area. If they would even charge more, I would be willing to pay, because the place is always clean. You know, there's always staff around. You're guaranteed that there's a lifeguard around. And those are some of the things that we're saying. You know, Sports Kenya has powers to get persons who are supposed to be employed under them. What are your thoughts about Nyayo Stadium?
Nyayo Stadium under the Jubilee regime,
mm-hmm.
the Uhuru Kenyatta-led regime, I think they tried to upgrade the facilities. Nowadays, they have the plastic seats all around. The only thing they don't have is the shade for the other side. The
I was VIP. About to mention that.
So when you're playing and it's sunny,
yeah.
the fans have to endure the sun.
Yeah.
But the facilities are okay. The other time they were not qualified to host an international match because of they termed it as other issues. By other issues, they meant the changing room facilities are not up to par, the washrooms around the drainage facilities, and the fencing
mm-hmm.
around the stadium. They didn't meet the international criteria, so they did not pass the vetting for hosting international matches. So nowadays it's just used for local football matches,
yeah.
Handball. I see people play handball, and maybe the basketball. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've had time to go to the Ulinzi Sports Complex, the indoor arena that mostly hosts the Basketball Federation Premier League. What are your thoughts about that complex specifically for basketball?
Okay, for basketball, I would have talked about the whole complex, but let me talk about basketball.
You can still talk about the whole complex.
For the development of the game,
yeah.
it's a plus because it adds to the list of facilities that are up to par
mm-hmm.
with the international games.
Yeah.
Because they tried to level it to the international standard. So for the game, for the basketball game, I think it's a good thing. It's a good initiative. It gives the youth a chance to play at facilities that are regulated internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so of course we've spoken about complexes that are in Nairobi. Let's talk a little bit about sports centers that are out of Nairobi and whether it can entice me enough to leave Nairobi to go to Kisumu for a game.
To be honest, there's nothing going on beyond Nairobi. Okay, I'll take you step by step.
Yeah.
Let's go to Afraha. They don't even have seats. And it's a stadium that is the biggest stadium in the Rift region. They don't even have seats for the stadium. They have good grounds. It can host a match. But what about the other facilities? I'll talk about a little bit about the levels needed for an international standard facility.
Yeah.
One of them is usually the ground. It has to be grass. It has to be well-maintained grass. The others are the changing rooms. they have to be up to standard. You have to have the bathroom, you have to have the toilets, you have to have the sinks for the wash, you have to have the wardrobes where players can keep their stuff,
yeah,
and the changing area and the pep talk area. That is where teams meet during halftime and stuff. No other stadium has those facilities apart from the two, Nyayo National Stadium and Moi International Sports Center, Kasarani. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Kericho. Kericho, they just have a good facility. It's green. The weather is okay. It's Kericho Green Stadium. Nothing other than that. Fans come and sit on the grass. And those are the things I think there is the time the other government talked about uplifting the standards of the stadium. We have also, let's go to Kisumu, Moi Stadium, Kisumu. We saw the other thing, I think it was more of a PR stunt,
mm-hmm.
Where the president allocated money for the stadium in Kisumu.
Yeah.
And then they just built, I don't know.
You don't know what
it's
to call
like
it.
It's like a flat, mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this other side, people are just standing.
I'm yeah.
Like, yeah, so we are suffering from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think something needs to be done in terms of maybe hiring a body that can standardize. It's part of their work, but I haven't seen them do it, like bring the facilities to the standard.
What do you think about Kirigiti Stadium?
To be honest, I went to Kirigiti Stadium where before it was
renovated.
Yeah, but I've seen the photos.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good initiative. It was started by, I think, Governor Kabogo.
Yeah, it was promised by the Jubilee government, of course, under the leadership of Uhuru Kenyatta. And, of course, this stadium is in Kiambu County, and it is still under construction. I'm not really sure if they are, like, 100% done to a point that they can now come and tell us that we are completely done with this. But, of course, they are almost done because now people are able to, you know, see around. And, of course, if we can also talk about the budget when it comes to the allocation of the building of this stadium. This stadium was specifically budgeted for $500 million. And I'm not really sure if you go there, you would feel where that $500 million has gone.
To be honest, that is now politics. But but to be honest, a $500 million facility is something that you should enter and feel the cost implication just at the gate. See the seats, you see the type of gate you're entering. There should be a ticketing booth, something that is online and stuff like that. The grounds should be international standard grass, well maintained. There should be staff there attending to people. There should be a restaurant where people can get coffee and stuff.
Yeah, emergency exits, all the safety plans are there.
Yeah.
I really understand. But of course, we need to go there soon because it's been a minute since I was there. We've also not mentioned about this stadium that is in Meru County, Kinoru Stadium. I don't know if you've been there.
I read about Kinoru.
Mm-hmm.
I was there once
while
they were renovating it. But then I read about it and I'm like, I think we need to establish something like a sports facility architect. Someone who will design all our facilities.
Yeah.
Someone who knows about what an international facility looks like. For example, the Moi International Sports Center, Kasarani. It's an old facility, in the 80s probably, but you can see it has maintained the standard.
True.
Up to 2023.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So all these other stadiums I'm talking about, I think they're using the colonial plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have the football pitch at the center. Then you have something round where people can stand and sit and watch football. Kinoru, they tried to maintain the grounds.
Yeah.
So that they could host Premier. Actually, there's a time Tusker FC used to play their home matches in Meru. But you come to see the other aspect of football and sports that people don't embrace is the spectators, who are the most important people.
Yeah.
The guys who bring the income to the stadium.
Yeah.
They don't have a place to sit. Their facilities, their washrooms, they are not up to standard. They are dirty. They are not well maintained. You go before a match, you find the stadium is dirty, except the pitch, of which it was watered. But where the fans are seated, is dirty. So you understand and you get to see that there's someone who's not doing their job right.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, with this specific stadium, the Kenoru Stadium, it hosts at least 10,000 people. And if 10,000 people are not able to sit in a comfortable place, then that should be a cause of concern, because these are the people who are paying the tickets to come in and you want them to come next time. So as we finish talking about these stadiums, let's talk about Bukungu Stadium. Of course, we cannot forget our Kakamega people. Eh? And when I was seeing the blueprint of Bukungu Stadium, I was like, this is going to be it. I don't know if you can remember that time they were telling us about the blueprint.
I think there's a day we talked about it when you were going home, I think. Bukungu Stadium is a lie. Let me tell you why. The picture... The 3D yes. images are Camp Nou or Old Trafford.
Yeah.
But go to the stadium, it is, I think, another Afra stadium or something. The only thing they did, they made the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
That is where, you know where the VIP,
yeah.
Who sits at the VIP.
Yeah.
It is political. I think they made it for the politicians, not for the fans.
Unfortunately.
They tried to make the grounds, but they haven't been maintained to standard.
Mm-hmm.
Kamega Homeboys play their matches there.
Mm-hmm.
But the few players I know, you can hear them complain about facilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, of course, now we understand what we mean when we're talking about sports Kenya. Of course, their main theme is that it is more than sports. You know, they are actually more than sports, because you've told us that one of their functions, of course, is to ensure that they are managing this facility well. You know, they're also there to set the stadium standards, of course, and checking on the licenses and inspect the stadium, of course, for the recreational use that it's supposed to be doing. Of course, they maintain a sports museum. You know, it is actually more than a sports.
Yeah.
Only it is more than just sports. And this is going to be it, guys. But if you need more information about Sports Kenya, feel free to read on it, do a little bit of research. Maybe we might be having a representative from that place to tell us more. But we're not saying that they've not worked. Of course, they have clearly done, even if it's some part of their duty, but like they've worked at least. Because I feel like if they did nothing, we wouldn't be having all these stadiums. A place like Moi wouldn't be as clean. A place like Nyayo wouldn't be whatever it is today. So we're still saying, of course, hongera to them, but we're still saying more has to be done. And if it is the funding they need, they tell us. When it comes to sports, as we are ready.
One of the powers they have,
mm-hmm.
is actually they can take loans.
Mm-hmm.
But under the approval of the cabinet secretary,
mm-hmm.
As regulated in the Sports Act, yeah, that is one of the powers. So I don't think funding becomes a major issue,
yeah.
because of the Confederation of Sports. If it's CAF, and they want, for example, if we win a bid to host the FIFA World Cup, FIFA provides money to upgrade the facility, like they did in Qatar, like they did in South Africa.
Yeah.
You just need to give them the spaces and where you want them to. There's a time we won the hosting of the CHAN that was revoked,
mm-hmm.
later.
I remember.
Because the issue was the money. They had an issue actually with the Sports Kenya and the people who manage sports in Kenya and the federation. The money came, but there's a lot of politics. You know?
Misappropriation also.
Yeah.
You know, mismanagement.
Yeah, so you get like 3 months or like 6 months to the game. Nothing concrete has been done.
Yes.
So they revoked it and took it to Cameroon, I think, yeah.
Which was unfortunate, of course, because for us, I feel like if we could only have like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stadiums like Moi International Sports Center, we would be good to go to even just host like an African league. Let us not even say like a World Cup for starters.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Christopher, for being here. In our next episode, of course, we're still discussing matters sports, and we're going to be specifically talking about how do you register a sports club. You know, we have a lot of youth out here. Maybe they're living in a particular area that has no sports club. How do they register it? And all that. So that's going to be it, guys. Asanteni sana.